You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
That this is a hard day for you and for many of the ladies that's in here. In the midst of rather, and it might be because you don't have a dad at all, or maybe you had a fantastic dad and you no longer have him with you. And whatever the case is, what's real is that we have a father that is real. And one that is not temporary, and one that chose you.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Well, hello, everybody. Blessings of peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Troy Brewer here in the studios, backstage in Burleson, Texas, behind the pulpit of Open Door Church. And I'm in here with a couple of really cool people. Number one, there is literally a hog head on the wall that's called Bo Cephas. And I love Brother Bo Cephas. He's actually a record breaker. I would like to take credit for that and say, hey, I'm the guy that, you know, took Bo Cephas down on the Brazos River. But actually, my son Luke Brewer did that. And so, since, you know, he's homeless, he doesn't have a place to put it, but I have a place for it right here. Hallelujah. Someday when the brother gets his own home, he'll be able to do that. I know that he's watching right now on Facebook. I love you, Luke. We kind of have had a failure to launch with him. Do you know about that? We've had a failure to launch. But no, actually, what's real is I live on a ranch and my son lives with me, and because I have to have a lot of help. And the brother, he's a tremendous help. But I'm also in the studio here right now with my pastor, my friend, a guy that I live life with, a guy that I met at a movie house.
Right.
That's exactly right. I met you in a movie house. I'm in here, and he's actually an elder in our church now, and he heads up all of our outreach ministry, including the Open Door Food Bank, Pastor Les Oaks. Blessings and peace on you, my friend.
Good morning, my brother.
Good morning, man. It's good to see you, man.
Yeah, same.
I know that you're kind of pining away because your bride has been down in the Amazon jungle here the past few weeks. And she was actually supposed to be back with the team today.
Supposed to be back at 11:25 today.
Oh, I mean, who's counting the minutes, right?
Yeah.
But she's not coming back today because there was a young lady on our trip that actually lost her passport. And so she's having to take her to the embassy and get all that taken care of. Yeah, little hang up.
What's the day behind?
Yeah, I can't seem to find my passport, you know. Yeah, anyway, that's always fun whenever that happens. It's quite an adventure. So she's going to have a really cool adventurous story to tell.
Well, they have some great stories coming back from talking to her.
Man, I've only seen them all on Facebook. And I got Pastor Gina Zagara was on there yesterday. And he saw that I was on there. And he goes, hey, Vato. Hey, man, we went back into the prison, and man, God did great things. I can't wait to hear about that prison. That prison that we preach at down there in the jungle is one of my favorite places to go. It's one of my favorite places to visit anywhere in the world is that prison that's in Leticia, Colombia.
Yeah, they said they actually got to minister to the women, too.
Yeah, that's exactly
they
right.
They said they had about, I think they said 50 salvations.
Oh, that's crazy.
It was either 30
cool.
or 50.
I cannot wait to, man. Well, for everybody that doesn't realize what it is we're talking about, we have an orphanage in Leticia, Colombia, which is it's in Colombia. It's across the river from Peru, and it's right next door to Brazil. So whenever we're there, we're in all three of those nations, you know, the whole time that we're there. And then, of course, while we're there visiting our orphanage and doing incredible kids stuff, we go across the river, we go way up the river, we do food outreaches for everybody, we feed people, we love people, we encourage people, we do radio stuff, then we do church stuff while we're there, and then we like to do prison ministry as well, and then I love to go into that prison ministry, and they, you know, it's hard to imagine, but everything south of the United States, I mean, once you go south of the United States and you go into Mexico, you know, they don't have a juvenile program. You know, kids are in prisons there just like that they are, you know, just like the adults are there. And they don't have women's prisons, you know, and it's exactly that way in Colombia. In Colombia, when you go to a prison there, and by the way, there's no difference between jails and prisons. So a guy who's in jail for a traffic issue is in a jail, is in the same jail with murderers and MS-13 guys and all that. But there's also women and children in those same exact jails. So it's very important that the body of Christ reaches out, goes into those places, shows the love of Jesus. It's very important that the Prince of Peace is allowed a place within those places. I mean, people's lives are dependent on it.
Yeah, and they didn't try to kill them either, like they, like when y'all went in there.
Well, praise God. You know, did Lisa go into this prison?
No, she didn't.
Oh, man. Well, we actually had 2 years ago or 3 years ago, sometime back, the first time that I was in there, I was in there with Pastor Gene Izaguirre, and I was in there with, I was in there with Pastor Gene, I was in there with a troublemaker by the name of Jamie Cashin. Now, for everybody in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex, everybody knows that Jamie Cashin is notorious. And by the way, all you guys ought to do a Google search on him. I think he's a seventh-degree black belt. So he's a seventh-degree black belt. He's in movies and all that kind of cool stuff. I grew up with him. He's a Holy Ghost full-blown knucklehead, and I love the brother with all my heart. But as soon as we saw that all these guys were attacking us and they were going to kill us, and the guards literally locked us in a room with 170 guys in there. They literally locked us in the room and slammed the door behind us, and the guards were okay with them killing us. In fact, they had killed the Christians that had been there previous before us, and we didn't know that until after we got out, by the way.
Yeah, but thanks for telling me.
Yeah, thanks for that. But nonetheless, we went in the room. They closed the door behind us, and as soon as it got scary real quick. And I was like, Jamie, and Jamie's like, let's get to that corner. Let's get to the corner. And we're trying to get into the corner to find our way out of it. And all of a sudden, Pastor Gene Izaguirre just said, there's going to be a great move of God here. Everybody needs to sit down. We need order in here. And he started, and dude, they just did it. I mean, they just changed from instantly wanting to kill us to instantly going, oh, there's going to be a move of God. And then there was, and so many people got saved. And then ever since then, the wardens there have invited us to come back, and we've been doing a work in there ever since. So I was glad that God didn't kill us. Well, listen, I should say, I'm glad that God didn't let those guys kill us. I've only got about 15 seconds left here, brother, until the end of our first segment. But whenever we get back, let's talk about the miracles that we're seeing through all of our food bank efforts. And my friends, you're listening to Troy Brewer and Pastor Les Oates of Open Door Church, and I'll be right back.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
All right. Okay, guys, welcome back. Welcome back. And this next stretch is going to be a 7-minute segment. And I'm in here in the studios today with Pastor Les Oates. And I'm also in here with Tabitha Murphy, who is in here doing Facebook Live right now. And I want to encourage you guys, man, look me up on Facebook, P.S. Troy Brewer. And it's not like, you know, Postscript Troy Brewer. It's like Pastor Troy Brewer. And you can find me on Facebook. And we do live Facebooks all throughout the week. And we do fun stuff. Pastor Les, this last year we had the privilege of starting a brand new food bank, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
All right, well, tell me about that. Where's it at?
It is in Nakona, Texas.
Yay.
Which is about 2 hours northwest of here.
Right on.
It was a seed that started from the food bank that your seed of your ministry started from here in Johnson County, and it has grown, and the Lord has seen fit with a vision up there through our brother Craig Carter,
yes,
and his bride and a couple other people, and he has provided a big facility.
It's huge.
To Craig, and they are just, everything about the development of the facility is to support this food group.
Excellent.
The food bank.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to see how important it is about feeding people whenever you get to
your next we're going to get in the word, because I'm telling you right now, we need to feed folks.
The things are going very well up there. It's being they're being blessed, and they're averaging about anywhere from 750 to 900 people. Now, they do theirs every other Saturday, unlike we do ours every other set. They
right.
do theirs every Saturday.
Gotcha.
For now. And everything that they do in the warehouse is to facilitate that food bank and to minister to those people. And people are being ministered to deeply there. So
we were there last week because we just started actually doing church services up there as well.
That's right.
And we call that the Open Door Experience. And we're doing that once a month on Saturdays immediately following the food outreach. and which is cool. I mean, it's really cool. By the way, do we have any idea when the next one is? Do you guys know?
It's August the 19th.
August the 19th. So on August the 19th, my friends, we are going to be in Nakona, Texas at the old Nakona Boot Factory. I mean, world-famous Nakona boots. World-famous Nakona boots. And we're going to be there at 12 o'clock high noon. We're going to have full-blown praise and worship. I'm going to be bringing a word. Our altar team is going to be there. We're actually going to be doing children's church this time, and that's going to be great. So, guys, I want to encourage you guys, if you live in the north part of Texas or the southern part of Oklahoma, come out and join us. Man, we double-dog dare you guys to be there on the 19th of this month. At 12 o'clock high noon. Now, go ahead.
You also, tonight, I understand if they'll go on to the Nakona Boot Factory and look that up, or I hope 2911, they're having a youth outreach tonight.
Awesome.
I think it's 7 o'clock. So if anybody in that area up there, if they could look that up, that could be a big part of that, because it's going to be a great ministry too. So.
Okay. Well, this isn't going to air today, though.
Right.
welcome to how radio works. But that's okay. There's nothing wrong with making that. I don't want to edit it. Let everybody know, man, that we're actually beginning to do youth outreaches there, and all that kind of cool stuff. And so, guys, if you guys will go to opendoorexperience.com, there should always be something on there about what's going on up there. And I encourage you guys to do that. Now, another cool thing about the Open Door, about the Nakona Boot Factory, is they are about to start selling the Troy Brewer line of boots, which is crazy. Troy Brewer's signature boots. And I don't know how many. Listen, I know some cool pastors, and I know some great men of God. I don't know anybody has their own line of boots. So the brother has his own line of boots, and it's amazing because one of the prophetic words that God gave me for this year is expanding my footprint. And, I do a 10-day fast at the beginning of every year, and that's one of the prophetic phrases that God gave me was, this is the year that the Lord is expanding my footprint. And then on my ranch in Glen Rose, Texas, I found a dinosaur track, which is crazy. And I was like, that's prophetic confirmation. That is so cool. And then after that, I got my own line of boots. And as I was going into the factory, who was it that was coming out? Who was it?
Reba.
Yeah, Reba McIntyre. She has her own line of Justin boots, and she was coming out, and I was like, okay, here's my chance to say something really cool to Reba McIntyre. Here we go. And all I could think of was, hey, man. That was it.
And she said, hey, man, back.
She did. She just goes, hey, man. And so it was like we're brother and sister. You know, I just said, hey, man. She said, hey, man. We were done. So that's it.
One good cool thing about your boot line is, though, that all the contributions for that goes to your Ministry of Fancy International.
That's exactly right. So the whole point of that is to save more girls out of sexual trafficking. And the prototype is about to be back, and then it'll be up by Christmas, and you guys will be able to go to troybrewer.com, and you'll be able to order your own pair of awesome boots. And the men's are ostrich, and they're full quill ostrich, and they're square toed, and they're beautiful, and they're black, and it's got the TBM little signature up at the top of it, and the ladies have a cross on it, and it's just really cool. I'm so excited about that.
Size 15, so all I can say.
Yeah, man, no, man, I'm seeing your feet. My God, look at that. Look at that foot, that corn-fed, that corn-fed Johnson County foot. How much time do I have left, Ben?
45 seconds.
Okay, guys, look, we only have 45 seconds here left of the second segment. And I want to just finish up here with a scripture, and I want to talk to you. Listen, this is going to blow your mind. Everybody thinks that the reason why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah was because of same-sex sexual sin. No, their same-sex sexual sin actually expedited it. It accelerated it. And by the way, I'm just going to tell you, same-sex sexual sin expedites judgment in a really big way, and we're going to talk about that. But that's not why he wiped out Sodom and Gomorrah. He actually wiped out Sodom and Gomorrah because they would not feed the poor. You can find that in Ezekiel chapter 16, verses 49 and 50. Whenever we come back, we're going to unpack that, and I'll be right back with you in 31 seconds.
Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv.
Welcome back, my friends. Now, this is the big stretch, and so we're going to be here for the next 12 minutes or so. And I am in the studio here today with our outreach pastor, the guy that's in charge of the Open Door Food Bank in Johnson County, Texas, the guy that is in charge of the Nakona Food Bank, and the guy who's responsible for helping me feed tens of thousands of people a year, literally millions of pounds of food. Just this last weekend, how many pounds of food did we give away at both outreaches?
Johnson County is a little over 92,000 pounds.
Wow.
And at Nakona is almost 80,000 pounds.
So according to my Joshua math, that's at least 100,000 pounds, right?
Wait, let me get my calculator out. It's a lot of food.
Where's my phone? Okay.
And being that, too, I'd like a big shout out to all our vendors, the people that donate the food.
Yes.
We have Keehee, Trader Joe's, Walmart, Operation Blessing, Harvest House, all those people are really keep us going. And it's in a time when I'm getting a lot of calls from these food pantries.
Yes.
They can't get food anymore.
Well, that's
running short.
So you know what? And that's something, too, that we do is we do the best we can to help other food pantries as well, which is a really big deal. We've been doing that for a very long time.
Well, we're really, really grateful for those. They really have kept up and stepped up and
good.
We want to thank them greatly, as well as Pinnacle Bank, because they're big supporters of everything we do.
Thank God for the evil bankers at Pinnacle Bank. Now, the president there is a super, super, super good friend of mine. In fact, Brother Tim Whitlock, who is the president of Pinnacle Bank in this region, he's the regional president, and I'm not sure exactly what his title is. But I just want to just say praise God for him. If it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have been able to have the Open Door Food Bank whenever we first started it and all this. He gave us a loan when nobody else would, when we were back, when we're super tiny. And, everything's blown up and we've been able to grow. And the Lord has caused certain people to step in and help us in certain ways. And the people at Pinnacle Bank are definitely those kinds of people. They've helped us tremendously.
Yeah, this past Saturday, we ministered to almost 1,600 people.
And how many salvations did we have?
We had 21.
21 salvations.
433 families.
Do you know how many salvations we've had so far this year? I saw it on the wall.
Do
you remember what it was?
577, I think.
I think.
Oh, 877.
Yeah, exactly, right. 877. It's 877 salvations. Yeah. Man, praise God. Yeah. Praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, now listen, Pastor Les, I'm gonna read something to you that's gonna blow everybody's mind, and I'm gonna preface this and tell you that if you don't know this, prepared to have your entire paradigm of Sodom and Gomorrah changed. Now, I want to throw this out there and just tell you, I go to Israel at least once a year, and the last time that I was there, I was like, oh my gosh, because there is a big gay movement that is happening in Israel. But the reason it is because Israel is the only free state in all the Middle East. Okay, everybody's like, "Oh, the freedom of Jordan." Okay, yeah, whatever. Oh, the freedom of Saudi Arabia. Oh, okay, whatever. No, so what's real is people who identify themselves as homosexuals have been moving to Israel because it's the only place that they have a chance for any kind of freedom. Now, obviously, that's not my agenda, right on. My agenda is Jesus. My agenda is the kingdom. But I'm sorry, I do have an agenda for freedom, right on. I'm definitely not saying that I'm pro-homosexual. I'm saying that I am pro those people, okay? So I hope that everybody understands my language. And for those of y'all that don't, I look forward to hearing your hate mail. It's going to be a blast reading that. Okay, but all these people were protesting, and they were all getting together, and they were literally doing like an anti-God march in Israel, and they said, we're going to set up our camp in Sodom. We want to find out and we want to set up a homosexual base in Sodom. And I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, wow, man, you talk about thumbing your nose at the Lord. But here's what's real is, they think that the Bible says that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of their homosexuality. And the reason why they think that is because the huge majority of the church thinks that Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed because of homosexuality. So those homosexuals, they want to go to Sodom and they want to tell God, rain on ye, right? But, they're blind in their own rebellion and in their own selfishness. They're blind. And mostly, again, this has been a false teaching of the church, that the reason why God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah was because of homosexual sin. No, that was the reason everything got sped up. Okay, and I could spend the rest of the day talking about that their sexual sin brings sickness, and homosexual sin speeds up. Oh, nearly fell down. And homosexual sin speeds up judgment. Okay, and when Jesus said, if you sin sexually, you sin against your body. Okay? So that brings sickness. Sexual sin brings sickness and causes a spirit of sickness to rule and reign when sexual sin goes unchecked. But I want to tell you this, homosexual sin brings judgment against a society. Now, I'd like to say that I'm not against homosexuals. Man, I can love a homosexual the same that I can love anybody else. But what's real is you need to understand what I'm saying is this. The sin of homosexuality actually brings judgment against a society, especially when the courts rule in their favor. Now, we could do a Bible search, and I could actually show you that all the cities around Sodom and Gomorrah that actually got destroyed, homosexuality was actually a huge part of their culture. But it's because of all that, there's confusion on why Sodom and Gomorrah was destroyed. It wasn't destroyed because of sexual sin, and it wasn't destroyed because of homosexual sin. This is what the Bible says in Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49 through 50. Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. Again, Ezekiel chapter 16, verse 49 and 50. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and the needy. And they were haughty, and they committed abomination before me. Therefore, I took them away as I saw fit. The abomination, which is the sexual sin he's talking about, was the additional part.
The accelerator.
That was the accelerator. Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. So that was the accelerator. But I want to tell you, the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah was that they wouldn't feed people and they wouldn't help people who needed help. Now, I know a lot of churches who have the same sin as Sodom and Gomorrah, and it's not sexual sin. It's they have hundreds of thousands of dollars in the bank, or they have millions of dollars in the bank, and they are not helping the people within their own community. They don't have an outreach to the poor. They don't have an outreach to widow women. They don't have an outreach that helps kids, and they're just like, in the name of accountability, we got to put all this money in the bank. Well, that ain't being accountable. That's not kingdom accountability. It might be accountable as far as your board is, but it's not accountability as far as the kingdom is concerned.
It's disobedience.
It is disobedience. Yeah. And it actually brings...
They're more concerned with their nice big fancy buildings.
That's right. Okay, so what's real is, and look, and I'm not against a fancy building.
No.
I mean, and I know that you're not either. I mean, we have a nice building here, and I praise God for our nice building. We do. But what's real is, man, we have to have the same agenda as King Jesus if we're going to use the name of Jesus. Okay? And God Almighty literally judged, the book of Ezekiel says that God Almighty literally judged Sodom and Gomorrah, not because of sexual sin, but actually because of the sin of not helping the poor and the needy. They would not extend their hand to help the poor. That's mind-blowing stuff. It really and truly is. And I know a lot of churches and a lot of religious people who preach against the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, but they have no idea that they're neck deep in the same exact sin.
Wow.
Man, there's no telling what kind of hate mail I'm going to get. Listen, all the hate mail that I get is not from, ungodly people. It's from religious people going, how dare you say that? Well, I'm just telling you, I have an anointing to kick poverty in the teeth, and I have an anointing to just to come against religion. I just cannot stand religion. I just can't. So how about this? Well, how about just instead of griping about everything, let's just go ahead and let's just make a great big difference.
That's right. Let's just do what God
asked us to do. Exactly right. And, I don't want
God, love Him, and love people.
I really do not want to be famous for who I stand against. I want to be famous for how I stand with the heart of King Jesus.
Yes.
Right on. Well, hey, listen, I've only got about 30 seconds left, man. Will you lead us in a prayer?
Yeah, and they better not wait too long because the kingdom is coming.
That's right, brother.
And we're in the last days.
Come on.
Faith, hope, and love. Father God, we just thank you for your love and your grace and your wonderfulness.
You're good.
Thank you for the opportunities that we have to serve you,
yes,
to love you, and to love other people.
Yes.
Father, we just pray that we would always be willing to serve the people around us and love on them. And we just do this in your name, Father God. We don't want to be guilty of blaming something else for our demise. We want to be guilty for doing what your hands and feet requires of us. And we just thank you for this opportunity to have to speak to the world and to let them know that you are returning, and we better be ready for it. We ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen. Well, thanks so much, Pastor Les. Blessings and peace on you. Thank you, sir, for the work that you're doing. I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Thank you for not falling into the sin of this world and the iniquity of Sodom and Gomorrah, which is that they would not extend their hand to the poor and the needy.
Okay, my friends, well, that's all the time that I have for today. You've been listening to Troy Brewer, and if you like this kind of talk, I want to tell you, you can get this podcast and many others. It's just point, click, and listen at troybrewer.com. If you go to troybrewer.com, you can get this podcast. And while you're there, you can also sign up for my free daily devotional. It's called The Daily Transformation. It's absolutely free. Go there and check it out. All that's at troybrewer.com. And you'll also see other things on there. You'll see that it's a big, huge part of my personal passion is to save girls out of sexual trafficking. I can't stand it whenever somebody needs to be rescued and they're not being rescued. You know what, guys? We hear the voice of people who need to be rescued, and we do. And within the past 17 months, we have been able to rescue 174 girls and save them in every way that a girl can be saved. And we do that in the nation of Nepal. We also do that in the nation of India. And now, my friends, we've started doing a work in Belize, but I need you to help me. I need you to stand with me. Not only does it cost money to actually redeem these girls, but it costs a lot of money to, you know, to house them and to educate them and to love them. And all of them have kids. All of them do. You know, the last 17-year-old girl that we rescued actually has 5 kids. And, you know, you can imagine there's a considerable expense that goes with that. And here's what I say to that. I don't care. I don't care how much it costs. Man, let's save them. Let's save them. Let's help them. Man, let's give these people a chance. Let's make sure that the next generation doesn't have to be raised in that mess. Listen, you can stand with me by going to troybrewer.com, or you can also go to answerinternational.org. Again, troybrewer.com or answerinternational.org. If you'd like to speak to somebody personally, you can call us here at area code 817-295-7671. That's 817-295-7671. Bye-bye. Well, shalom, y'all. Hi, this is Troy Brewer. And in September of this year, Leanna and I, well, we're going to be going to Israel for Yom Kippur. And we would like to take any prayers that our friends have and put them in the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem during our visit. Now, this is a prophetic act that we know will initiate a powerful response from heaven. And Leanna and I are so excited to have the opportunity to do this. So please submit your prayer requests, and thank you for allowing us to pray for you at the Wailing Wall. All you have to do is simply go to my website, which is troybrewer.com, and scroll down until you see the little tab that says Send Your Prayers to Israel. Simply push that and then type in your prayer request, and I'm going to print that out with thousands of others and take that to the Wailing Wall in Jerusalem, Israel, at the beginning of the new Jewish year. Shalom, y'all, and I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Go to troybrewer.com.